So I get that.
What did Brian say to you on stage?
I said that he's, you know, looking forward to everything, and he heard a lot of good things, and he's seen a lot of good things. So hopefully everything goes well. I got a lot of work to do, obviously, and we'll just see how things go.
Speaking of that, to all the Leaf fans out there, what do you bring to the table?
I think, you know, I'm a pure prototypical power forward that can, you know, try to do it all. I like to play with an edge and play very physical and, you know, have an offensive side as well.
What are you working on this summer, Tyler?
This summer I'm actually trying some new things. I'm actually trying Pilates 3 times a week. I'm doing agility work and weightlifting. So I'm going to have a pretty busy summer, and then my goal in August is to make the Lake Placid team for the World Junior. So I'm excited.
You've obviously kept in tune with the culture change with the Leafs and the rebuild that Al Bryant was talking about. You seem to be that perfect fit there. And as you looked ahead to the draft, obviously you're a fan of the organization.
Right.
Were you also a fan that you thought this would be a perfect fit for you? And you know something like probably that Bryant's also already added to the mix.
Definitely. You know, that was something I definitely thought about. It was something that me and my parents talked about before. But, you know, coming into this, we were just, you know, going into it, we're hoping for anybody to take me. You know, I'm just happy to be part of this and in the situation I am in now. So, you know, right now we're just going through it and kind of taking it all in.
Tyler, how important was that
for National Development Program? What did you learn there? Honestly, it was huge. It was, I don't think I'd be the player I am now if it wasn't for the program. You know, the amount of work and time they put into getting bigger and stronger and playing against older competition and everything like that is, you know, going into the program, I didn't really know the role as a player I wanted to be, and Coach Rolston really developed me into where I am now.
Who was your coach to be at Toronto Junior Stadium?
We had a few coaches, and we ended up with Darcy Roy as the head coach.
Not just good, it's a lot of people.
I think so, yeah. Going through the combine, I think that was the one guy that I tried to compare myself to if they asked. And, you know, he's a great player, and it's definitely a good year to say you compare yourself after him. You know, he scored his first 30 goal season. So, you know, it's definitely, obviously, you can't really compare yourself right now. And, you know, if I could be half where he is right now, I'd be happy. So,
I'm just looking to ask, what are the plans for next year? Is there any consideration that you might go with the team?
There's, you know, I think there's always going to be talk about it. Right now I am committed to Miami, Ohio, and as of now, that's where I plan on going.
Did you make any visits to Toronto over the last 3 or 4 weeks to work out with the team or anything like that?
No.
Tyler, can you talk about your decision to go to Miami?
Like I said earlier, I think I had a great relationship through the recruiting process right off the bat with the coaches, and, you know, they gave me my time and my space, and which meant a lot to me, and at the same time, they're a team that's headed in the right direction, and they're a team that, you know, for me, they're not a team that sits back on their heels. They're a team that's going to kind of run and gun, and it's, you know, it's a good fit for me, I thought, going into it.
Probably been already asked, congratulations
for you. Definitely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it definitely went through my head that I could possibly get picked, and, you know, like I said earlier, with them being my favorite team, and it was just, but, you know, you never really know. So I just kind of had to wait, and once I heard my name called, I was just pretty happy.
What were your favorite Leafs to follow
the league? Right now, my favorite Leaf is Dion Sloan. Yeah. And I love the way he plays, so.
Pretty good pick, I guess.
Yeah, not bad. Hopefully I get there.
112
pounds.
Yeah. Is that a record?
I think it's pretty close, but it's not something I'm trying to brag about.